happened to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com. Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at hempusa.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. All will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world.
The Corporation Nation. It is Friday, the 30th of January, 2015. 1 month down already. My, how time flies. I hear all the time people talking about how quickly life seems to be passing them by. It's as if time has sped up or something. I don't know. Maybe it's this whole digital realm that we're living in that is doing the trick. I don't know. Maybe we're not getting any real memories because we're not participating in nature anymore. Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. No guest today. We are going to have a little call-in show. If you guys want to call in today, it's 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. I was doing a little research again for the book, and trying to really get to the bottom of the root of words. I'm just so fascinated by by these words, and you know, I was going through corporeal and corporal and incorporeal and what all of those things mean, and you know, you sort of start figuring out the disposition that we are in here. One of those things is, well, first of all, the word corporatism. It's kind of interesting. Corporatism was used in the early 1900s, was actually a term, an official term, used to describe fascist collectivism. Fascist collectivism. Corporate, or to corporate, so corporatism stems from the word to corporate something, which means to unite or form into one body. So as we've talked about before, of course the Christian or given name that is given by out of love by our parents is then incorporated in corporatism with the state surname, uniting and forming us into one body politic, one artificial creation. So here's your word DNA. Now, whenever you add this word ism, it creates, of course, it creates sort of society, if you will. It creates a state of being when you put this on. Ism, when connected to any word, in other words, state, condition, or doctrinal concept. So republicanism, for one, would be a doctrinal concept. Comes from the Latin isma, but it actually stems from this old suffix, which is I-Z-E-I-N, which is how you would actually say denizen or citizen. So denism or citism would be a more accurate way to say what citizenship and denizenship is. So we have to go to the roots. What is this word that makes up the word citizen? It's C-I-T. Very interesting when you, again, break down these words. Now, Samuel Johnson's dictionary, which was in the 1700s, he defined the word CIT, or CIT, the root word of citizen, combined with ism, basically, or isn, to be a pert, low townsman, a pragmatical trader. The root word comes from citizenship, which signifies status, rights, privileges, and responsibilities of a citizen. So citizenship, there again, there's that different word. What is ship? Well, ship refers to vessels, remember? So when we talk about the word ship, the human body, even in the Bible, is noted as to be a vessel to carry around the substance of the soul, if you will, the mind, body, and soul. So the body is a vessel. Well, what makes that interesting is, all right, if you consider everything a vessel, we had Vicki Davis on the show a long time ago. It's been a really long time since we've had her. But one of the shows I did with her, we especially covered the concept of virtual waterways. It's very interesting because how do you get maritime law, which covers vessels on the sea, to cover vehicles on the land? Vehicles are specifically land-based, and vessels are specifically water-based. The law of the sea, in other words. Remember, Jesus walked on the water, which was walking over the sea of commerce. He had no person. He had no number. He had no name. So Jesus was able to walk on water. He was pure innocence, if you will. Pure, uncorrupted a soul there. So he was able to walk above all of that commercial nonsense that we participate in. So he walked on the sea, or the Holy Sea, which is spelled S-E-E, not S-E-A. So when we're talking about the Sea of Commerce, we're really, again, all roads lead to the Vatican. All roads lead back to that single initial source of all of this thing. And we call that the Holy Sea. S-E-E. So a ship, basically, what is a ship used for but trafficking, which is commerce, right, over the water. So they've created the concept of virtual water and inland ports. Now, there's an inland port in Salt Lake City. It's considered a foreign thing or foreign port, so it is not part of the United States and it is not part of the state of Utah. It is a foreign entity because it is on international water. An international waterway, a virtual waterway called I-15, which is Interstate 15, and several other international waterways like I-80, Interstate 80, which goes east to west, west to east. So we have north, south, you know, etc. And there's a lot of international waterways. You can get on the road in Mexico and drive all the way through the United States to Canada. You can stop at the inland ports, but you'll never, ever go actually into the United States because you're in virtual water. You're on an international maritime and admiralty-based law. So it's international water. You see, that's how tricky... That's what we say when we consider things legally. Black can become white. Well, concrete can become water. Anything can be considered as water. Vessels, therefore, ships, people, persons, vessels, can thus be governed under the law of the sea. It's very convoluted, I admit, but it's all verifiable. It's pretty scary, actually, when you think about it, because that means, you know, you can just bring a nuclear bomb in, and you'd never be really guilty of anything because you never brought a nuclear bomb into the United States. It sits in a massive warehouse that we call an inland port. The airports are, I think, being now considered constitution-free zones and inland ports. So, you know, again, a ship is to send or transport merchandise or people by ship, to board a ship, to travel by ship, sail, set sail, etc. So, craziness, yes. Citizen stems from the 12th, 14th century, both French and Latin, meaning an inhabitant of a city, a city dweller, a town dweller, a citizen, an inhabitant of a country, even. And, of course, citizenry is citizens collectively, otherwise known as people, as one body. So you take the plural and you create one, e pluribus unum. So, interesting, when Samuel Johnson, who we all think had some kind of respect for us peons out here, calls the citizen, the word cit, C-I-T, he says is a pert low townsman, a pragmatical trader, and then we read that a citizen is exactly that, a city dweller, a town dweller, inhabitant of a city, a pert low townsman, in other words. We have to look up what these words actually mean. So the word sit comes from the word sight, S-I-T-E. What's interesting about the root of this is, it's so funny. What happens when a police officer gives a sit, as in a citation? They're spelled the same. They're just said differently. Is citation is C-I-T. A citizen is C-I-T. Okay? So the inhabitant of a city receives a citation. Well, what does it mean to cite? In the legal parlance, to cite means to summon. In Latin, it was to summon, urge, call, or put a sudden motion to call forward, to ruse, arouse, or to excite. To move, to set in motion, to stir. Calling forth a passage of writing. So if you think about it, when a police officer writes you a citation or what they call a ticket, what is an actual citation. It's a summons, folks. They're summoning your demon. They're summoning you to appear. What is the citation? Stems from cite, S-I-T-E, and it means summons or written notice to appear. Did you know that when you get a ticket, they're giving you an illegal summons to appear? There's no warrant. You haven't done anything. There's no case. There's no crime. Nothing has been charged against you because it's just a police officer and he can't be a witness. So it's an illegal summons to appear in court. In other words, it's a, well, it's like a surety, a bond that says if you don't appear in court, they're going to come after you, the man. So you have to appear in court as our fictional slave, our person, our straw man, or we're going to come after you and put you in handcuffs and put you in jail because you're in bond and surety to that artificial person. It's an illegal summons, a citation. We'll be back.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out too big to fail, AAA banks again. Fear levels rising as a US crash seems imminent, having smashed the debt ceiling of $14 trillion despite protests and clashes in Athens streets. The IMF imposed structurally unjust programs in Greece, where in fact the term economy entered our language from the Greek oikonomia, meaning household management. Well, how are we managing? Theories abound, but in practice, does anyone actually know what the hell's even happening? Well, seems we've come to our global auditing, our financial day of reckoning. It's an interesting quandary. Have we invested too much in this enterprise to admit the solution might lie in its very demise? For our real economy is something much broader. It's GDP measured not by our ability to hoard, but our capacity to relearn and earn our place in nature's order and thus remain on this planet.
We're going over this notion that, you know, again, it's one thing just to define what a citizen is. Citizen is, but it's another just to break down the word for what it actually stands for and what it means when you're actually considered as a citizen. So again, to cite is to summon. So a citation is a summons. To cite, of course, the verb action, the summons, the end result, which is the noun. Pretty scary when you actually think about this, because again, what it's doing is it's summoning essentially your opposite. It's summoning something that is opposed to your actual natural rights. It's telling you that you must appear, and threatening you if you don't. that's really messed up, you know. Again, to a citation, a summons, a written notice to appear, a call put in sudden motion to call forward, to excite, a passage, or like a code or statute, in other words, some writing, some words, some terms of art, passage, cited, or a quotation. So they're literally telling you, you have gone against our words, our terms, which we own, patent and copyright to the law that's made up of those words. We patented the words and then copyrighted the laws that those words are made up of. We are the bar, of course. And it's summoning your demon, which is just your adversary of man. Remember the devil, adversary of man? The police officer, of course, is said to protect and serve. Well, what does he serve to you? Right? I mean, we got to define terms. What is he protecting? He's protecting the municipality. He's an officer of the municipality, not an officer of you. He works for that municipal corporation. So he's protecting the corporation. And by protection, of course, we mean raising money for. he is serving the public. Well, what does an officer do? He serves notice. He serves summons. He serves in ways that we don't quite comprehend when we see this funny little phrase, oh, protect and serve. That was that's not an official anything. It means nothing. It was actually a contest that people wrote in and said, what should be the police motto? And to protect and serve actually won. It's back in the 40s or 60s. I can't remember when. But I laughed when I read that. I was like, oh, my God, people actually believe that phrase. And all it was a contest to come up with the best moniker to fool people into thinking police are on their side. Their job is to exact and extort money from you to support what they protect. They serve you with summons, with citations. They cite you. They summon the... they milk the turnip that is your person. They don't care about you. They only care what's attached to you in the legal form. That's all they deal with. They don't deal with you. The only reason they deal with you is because you are attached to something that they can deal with. Now, citizens, of course, live in a city. Again, C-I-T. Wow, this word is everywhere. But another word for city, the older word for city was citadel, C-I-T-A-D-E-L. Citadel, another noun, back from the 1500s English version of many, many ancient words, was always a citadel. But it was another name for a city, but it was also the fortress commanding a city. That's what the citadel is. That's basically what your city hall is, if you will. And if that fails, then, of course, the governor can call out the National Guard. That's your citadel, the state capital. That's the real city, just like the city of London is the real city, and the Vatican is the real city. Washington, D.C., I suppose, would be considered the absolute real city of the United States, the Americas. And that then goes to the word den. Well, okay, citizen, denizen, basically the same thing, a little bit of a difference, just because we only use citizen, but again, denizen simply means to be incorporated into the city as a citizen. But a citizen, remember, you're not alive as a citizen. You have no blood, so you have no inheritance rights, but you're also not a slave. because you do have the rights of a citizen. So you're in this in-between state. And, you know, that's basically where livestock are situated. Where does the word den come from? You know, I think we all know this one. It doesn't mean anything else. Wild animals' lair. Lowland. What did Samuel Johnson say again? What was it? He said, a pert low townsman. That's what a cit is, so a citizen. So what is the den referring to? The denizen? A wild animal, and the city is the lair, basically. Lowland. Wooded vale or a den, a valley. The valley people, not the people of the city, not the people of the citadel. So essentially, folks, what this is saying, it's denaturing. It's denaturing. Everything in the legal law, the legal language, is designed to denature. It's to take away the fundamental corporeal notion of nature and say, okay, this is a name, this is a fiction, it's a representation of nature. And so we have denature, denature, denature. To denison a man is basically to denature him, take him out of nature, put him into this artificial thing, this in between state. I would say that on the comparison from heaven to hell, we are in purgatory. That's what citizenship is. Slavery would be hell. Heaven would be, you know, free. So we're somewhere in between those states. We're incorporated and franchised in a state of sort of, well, purgatory, because we have nothing. We just pretend we do. So to denature, coming from an old French word that I won't pronounce, means to change the nature of, to make unnatural, to make unnatural. So what is a citizen if not a denatured man, a man stripped from God, if you will, and nature, and given artificial laws to follow by gods, by magistrates, right? I mean, it's just... the stuff isn't that hard to understand, and the only way I think that people can truly grasp what has happened to us is to understand these concepts, and most importantly, to grasp the fact that this notion of God, and it doesn't matter what your notion of God is, it only matters what their notion is, because once you sign up into their fiction, then they say what is God, they say who is God. So you have to know, in order to understand how this works, why the authority, where the authority comes from, where that is all based on, you have to understand the concept of God, not just in the supreme notion of nature, but in the false idol, the false notion, because that's just as equal to the real God, if you will, if you agree that it's equal or above it. That is the very foundation of all of this law, everything from the Vatican to everything else. And if we don't get that, we can't admit that, then we're screwed. We'll be back.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Hey now.
Hey folks, welcome back. We're going to try, I called back into the station because I think my microphone has finally taken an official dump, and it hasn't been pretty, I'll have to get on that. I've just been so busy, I haven't had a chance to call the company and issue the warrant T. Hopefully they're not going to be too bad about it. I'll just say, well, I'll talk about you on radio then. Kind of fun. So I was looking in, I think it was Blacksforth, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Blacksforth. And Blacksforth was, I think, written in the 60s, if I'm not mistaken. Could be wrong there, don't quote me. But I was reading the notion of the very beginning, it has what's called the Code of Professional Responsibility, and this is, of course, for attorneys, for lawyers. What's really interesting about them is that they are canons. You know, and I understand the bar is a society. I suppose that technically it's just a religious society or an order, if you will. Same kind of order that when we read the Constitution, of course, we find certain letters that are capitalized, certain words that are capitalized. And one of those words was order. In other words, the Constitution, when read correctly, it says, we, comma, and we is capitalized, the first word, the people, which is capitalized, which means it's a proper noun referring to only a certain group of people, technically the ones who sign it, the ones there actually writing that document, not all people. We, the people, or it could refer to the states for which they represent, but again, that's not the actual illiterate people, 99% illiteracy, remember? And then it says, in order. Now, there should be a comma after in order, but that would be a little maybe too obvious. So order is also capitalized. Well, the only way you can be in order and have it be capitalized is, well, the Masonic order is a proper noun, therefore it's capitalized, the word order. Now, if it was just a little O on the order, it would just mean that they were, in order. So anytime a court says in order, they're talking about a specific religious society, and it took me a long time to figure that out. And so the Bar Association, when it comes to their code, their bar code of professional responsibility, of course, it's written in canons. What else would it be written in? Because canons, well, you know, canons are religious, basically, laws. When you talk about canon, a canonist is one versed in the skill in the canon law, a professor of ecclesiastical law, in other words. Ecclesiastical benefice is the canonry. Canon, it's defined as a dignitary of the English Church. Now, the American Bar Association, quite simply, is a member of the International Bar Association, which comes from, you know, if you follow the trail, it's something you can't really do anything with, the information. It's just what it is. But it does come from the Inns of Court. In other words, it comes from the Crown. A dignitary of the English Church, in other words, a canon is a dignitary of the English Church, being a prebendary member of a cathedral chapter. Well, what do they call they call them chapters, the Bar Association. All members of chapters except deans are now entitled canons. It's also defined as a rule or law, a law, rule, or ordinance. Now, remember, when we're talking about an ordinance, that means to ordain. Okay, ordain is strictly a religious term, and again, how was the Constitution written? Do ordain and establish. Anything established is de facto, according to law, so it's automatically, initially, de facto, over the de jure. And ordained, of course, means ordained by cardinals or of a religious society. Not the good kind. A law, rule, or ordinance in general, and of the church in particular, an ecclesiastical law or statute. Now remember, it's hard to distinguish between ecclesiastical and civil because they were created from the same place. So to distinguish between ecclesiastical and civil, if I were to say what's the difference, I would say it's like comparing the left hand to the right hand. It's of the same body, in other words. It's just different. So, you know, a rule or doctrine of principle generally applied to designate the ordinances of councils and decrees of popes. So, you know, the canon law is a body of ecclesiastical jurisprudence. All right? Most of the inheritance laws came from canons, which referred to blood. The civil does not refer to blood. So anything canonical says pertaining to or in conformity to the canons of the church. So when we go and we say, all right, well, what is the code of professional responsibility of attorneys? And you see that each canon each code is called a canon. Well, folks, do I have to spell it out for you here? Canon number 8 from the American Bar Association. This was, what's interesting about this is that it dates back to, again, the 60s and before, probably written way before that. But let me just read it to you, because what I want you to think about right now is your late-night TV, your this kind of thing where you see these commercials on television where just the crappiest of lawyers advertise their services. You know, need a divorce? Come see us. Yeah. Have you been injured in a... Have you gotten cancer or been injured by pharmaceutical drugs? Join our lawsuit. You know, it's advertising, right? I mean, it's literally straight-in-your-face advertising. So what does it say in Canon 8 here? It says the prohibition of advertising by... This was back then, so this is a modern thing. But back then, it said the pro... It's like a foreshadowing. The prohibition of advertising by lawyers deserves some examination. All agree that advertising by an individual lawyer, if permitted, which it is now, will detract from the dignity of the profession. Dignity. But the matter goes deeper than this. Perhaps the more understandable and acceptable additional reasons we have found are stated by one commenter as follows. One, the advertisements, unless kept within narrow limits, like any other form of solicitation, tends to stir up more litigation. And such tendency is against the public interest. So what does an advertisement do? It makes people actually have the desire. It stirs up the tendency for people to have litigation. So in other words, if you make a lawyer, you know, something petty like advertising McDonald's hamburger, then more people are going to step up and say, well, shoot, I could sue. Let's sue. Let's sue over the hot coffee that McDonald's that I spilled on myself. Let's sue over every damn thing I can. Why not? They're advertising. They want my business. They won't charge me unless I win the case, which means they're going to take most of my money and give me a little tiny bit. Well, let's do it. So that's what this is, like, foreshadowing. It's saying, no, we should not allow ourselves in this religious society we call the bar to advertise. Number two, that if there were no restrictions on advertisements, which there are very few to this day, but back then, that if there were no restrictions on advertisement, the least capable and least honorable lawyers would be apt to publish the most extravagant and alluring material about themselves, and that the harm which would result would, in large measure, fall on the ignorant and on those least able to afford it. Folks, I mean, think about that. That is exactly what's happened. This is only 50, 60 years ago that this was published, right? It has exactly foreshadowed and forecast what would happen if lawyers started advertising. If, as it says, the least capable and least honorable lawyers would be apt to publish the most extravagant and luring material about themselves, and that the harm which would result, it would in large measure fall on the ignorant and on those least able to afford it. Think about divorce. Think about what has happened with divorce. Think about how they brainwash women, especially, into wasting most of the estate that they're trying to go after just in billable hours and legal fees. I mean, think about how horrible that is. Well, this is the cause, folks. Advertising. That's why advertising was looked down upon at one point.
Deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Who are on the road must have a code that you can live by. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams.
Continuing with canon number 8. In this incredible foreshadowing of modern times and the degradation even further than its source of the legal society, religious society we called Bar, the number 3, that the temptation would be so strong to hold out as inducement for employment, assurances of success or of satisfaction to the client, which assurances could not be realized, and that the giving of such assurances would materially increase the temptation to use ill means to secure the end desires by the client. So, I mean, right here it's saying, by advertising to people and telling them, hey, we can misuse the legal system, sue people for reasons that are really petty, that really have no standing, but because I'm a clever lawyer, and we've had a lot of success, and here's testimonials, hey, yeah, I sued for $1 million because I lost my finger in a tractor accident. Well, then if you're advertising that kind of trash on the television, again, it's an inducement to utilize for ignorant people that don't know anything about the law, what it's supposed to be, and how it's been subverted by this type of influence, then yeah, that's absolutely correct. 100% accurate foreshadowing of why advertising, or the prohibition of advertising by lawyers, deserves some examination. It goes on to say, in other words, the reason for the rule, and it was a rule at one time, and for the conclusion that it is desirable to prohibit advertising entirely from the legal profession, or to limit it within such narrow bounds that it will not admit of abuse, are based on the possibility and probability that this means of publicity, if permitted, will be abused. That was a comment from Harrison Hewitt, a big long case, Cases and Materials on the Legal Profession, from 1955. It finally says, of course, competition is at the root of the abuses in advertising. If the individual lawyer were permitted to compete with his fellows in publicity through advertising, we have no doubt that Mr. Hewitt's 3 points quoted above would accurately forecast the result. Now you tell me, Bar Association, why it is that this has completely and utterly come true and you're not doing anything about it. What happened to your code of professional responsibility? Perhaps you never had one in the first place. Canon number two says a lawyer should assist the legal profession in fulfilling its duty to make legal counsel available. Since motivation is subjective and often difficult to judge, the motives of a lawyer who volunteers advice likely to produce legal controversy may well be suspect, if he receives professional employment or other benefits as a result. Now, how many times, folks, are we getting advice for free? You know, if a lawyer says, well, you know, my advice is that you sue, what's he doing? He's saying, I'm available to employ. I'm available. Just pay me my billable hours and we'll sue. No problem. That's my advice. So if your advice is specifically geared towards the hiring of a lawyer, well, you see the conflict of interest that they're talking about. Again, this is a warning against giving free, if you will, advice. And when we say free, we mean liberal, meaning unnecessary, unwarranted advertising, in other words. A lawyer who volunteers advice that one should obtain the services of a lawyer, generally, should not himself accept employment, compensation, or other benefit in connection with that matter. Now, how often does that happen? How often do you see a lawyer, an attorney, saying, well, since I've given you advice, I really shouldn't take your money so that I can work on the case that we're now going to create because of my advice? You see, you know, it leads you to believe that at some point there was some modicum of honor, even though the nature of this thing is unhonorable. There was some honor among thieves, but today that's not existent. And you know, I challenge attorneys to go back and read the former code of professional responsibility, because apparently the new one must really suck. However, says, it is not improper for a lawyer to volunteer such advice. Remember, we talked about advice. What vice? What it means when you're adding vice? Well, that's exactly what it's talking about. It's giving you, it's putting vice on you to the point where you want to sue. It is not improper for a lawyer to volunteer such advice and render resulting legal services to close friends, relatives, former clients in regard to matters germane to former employment and regular clients. Yeah, that's a pretty big difference. But when you see an advertisement on TV offering sort of this clandestine legal advice, advertising for employment services, yeah, that's a little different. A little bit different. In order to avoid the possibility of misleading persons with whom he deals, a lawyer should be scrupulous in the representation of his professional status. He should not hold himself out as being a partner or associate of a law firm if he is not one in fact, and thus should not hold himself out as a partner or associate if he only shares offices with another lawyer. Now, you know, with respect to billable hours, it's in the best interest of the earning potential of an attorney to add as much vice as possible, to give as much advice as possible, to create more paperwork in the form of giving free or paid legal advice to a client so that there's an increase in what? The amount of work, right? The amount of paperwork necessary to fulfill the requirements of following that advice. So the worse advice you get, the better results you're going to get on your paycheck. This can include unnecessary paperwork, court filings, as well as other paralegal items. So what happens? The attorney's going to charge you $100 per hour or $200 or $300 per hour, and he's going to put the work off, because it's just paperwork, onto his, his legal staff, his assistants, that he's paying $12 an hour for, because at some point they want to become just like him and rape people for their services. So he's charging you, say, $100 an hour for something that he pays a paralegal to do for 10 or 12 bucks an hour. That's what the legal profession has come. It's not about justice. It's about billable hours. That's the whole... And if that wasn't the case, then you wouldn't see advertising. You wouldn't see, as it said above here, it said... The least capable and least honorable lawyers would not be advertising and allowed to advertise by the Bar Association. But you see, they wouldn't be able to do that unless the Bar approves it. So obviously this has changed. So my question, Bar, is what the hell happened to whatever honor among thieves you had at one point? Anyway, when we get back, folks, I'm going to play you a little video. There's there was this fantastic... show on HBO. Someone copied. His name's John Oliver. He used to be on the John Stewart show. But John Oliver, he's a guy from England, probably a Jew, and he did a little routine on the civil asset forfeiture and how popular that's become. You'll see what I mean when we return here from break. It's pretty incredible when you actually hear this stuff. And I'll give a little intro to it before we play it, but it's actually quite shocking to hear. And what I compare this piece to, when we get back, is listening to George Carlin. Because, see, once you wake up, and I wrote about this, I went to see George Carlin live, because I always laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed, but by the time I saw him, it was when I was starting to sort of wake up. And he wasn't funny. The audience didn't think he was funny. They were laughing because they were supposed to. The things he was saying were real. They weren't funny. They were funny to people who knew it was true, and yet they were laughing. This is the same thing. When you listen to civil asset forfeiture and what police are doing now, it's shocking. And yet you listen to the audience, they're laughing, 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 laughing at the reality of their slavery. When we get back, we'll play that. Stay tuned, folks.
With financial